Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
What happens when you ignore conviction? Wisdom Seeds. What happens when you ignore conviction? YP conviction is one of God's mercies. The Holy Spirit warns, corrects, and pulls people away from destruction before sin fully hardens the heart. John 16 verse 8 says, "When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment." Conviction feels uncomfortable because it exposes what people try to hide. A believer watches something sinful and immediately senses inner discomfort. A person lies during a business deal and feels troubled afterward. A Christian knows God is calling them to forgive, but resentment keeps fighting inside. That inner tension matters. Ignoring conviction repeatedly is dangerous. The first time Samson moved toward compromise, conviction likely spoke loudly. But repeated disobedience weakens sensitivity. That is how hearts slowly harden. 1 Timothy 4 verse 2 speaks about consciences seared as with a hot iron. A seared conscience stops responding properly. At first, a lie feels heavy. Later, lying becomes easy. At first, gossip feels wrong. Later, gossip becomes entertainment. A person who ignores conviction slowly loses spiritual sensitivity. King Saul experienced this tragedy. One-third God corrected Saul several times, but Saul kept choosing pride over obedience. Eventually, he reached a point where God's voice felt distant. 1 Samuel 28 shows Saul desperate for guidance because he could no longer hear from God. Sin always promises freedom while producing bondage. Conviction tries to rescue you before bondage grows stronger. David responded correctly after his sin with Bathsheba. Psalm 51 records deep repentance. David did not justify himself. He confessed honestly before God. That response matters. Conviction should lead you toward repentance, not hopeless shame. Satan condemns people by saying, "You are too filthy for God." The Holy Spirit convicts by saying, "Turn back to God." Those are different voices. Romans 8 verse 1 says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." God corrects because he loves his children. Hebrews 12 verse 6 says, "The Lord disciplines the one he loves." A loving parent warns a child away from danger. God does the same spiritually. One man ignored conviction about dishonest money for years. At first, he felt guilty every time he manipulated customers. Eventually, the guilt faded. Years later, legal trouble destroyed the business he had built through deception. An ignored conviction often becomes a painful consequence later. Quick repentance protects the heart. When God convicts you, respond quickly. Confess sin honestly. Two-thirds stop excusing compromise. Return to obedience. Soft hearts stay close to God. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast March 3.